This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you want to grow your business, use Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Seamlessly collaborate with your team using a suite of built-in tools and features to make your workday easier, like huddles to schedule impromptu meetings and avoid another calendar invite, or Workflow Builder, which lets you automate routine tasks so you can spend more time on the work that matters most. Slack. Grow your business here. Learn more at slack.com.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Brinny, A-holy.
You guys. She said it.
I'm just no, you following. Said it. 15 I'm just following minutes the lead. An hour. What is
yeah,
that?
I'm just following the lead here.
Look, I'm just trying to have fun, you guys. It's, you know,
oh, absolutely.
I'm not worried about time limits
that.
And stuff.
Oh,
How was everyone's Monday? Did anything exciting happen that you want to... that we couldn't talk about on the show because it involved something dirty. I don't know.
Nothing.
Nobody.
I wish I had a dirty story to tell you from Monday.
A Monday dirty story, right?
Great.
Oh,
nothing
yeah.
Dirty,
look
no.
Look at Aho, though. Did you get it yesterday, like, Aho?
Nothing dirty, no. No, yeah. Nothing dirty.
I have a question, Sarah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, though, just stories. So... as you've gone through a change, you've seemed to have continued to say that you take care of your husband in a semi-regular way.
Yes.
Do you ever touch yourself anymore at all? Ever?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, same as always.
Oh.
Maybe twice a week. I just, you know, listen, a lot of times it's because I'm like, I want to fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And I know what will help me? That. It only takes a minute.
No, that's. I'm curious, though, if that changed. So it didn't. Okay,
no,
that's
no,
good.
No, still good. Totally, yeah. I mean, I have the same non-existent sex drive as I've had for years. It's
oh,
exactly the same.
It's not that funny.
It is.
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
Not funny. It's really
oh,
a bad
you poor
sign
things.
For those
yeah.
of us who are married. But okay.
Yeah.
You know.
It's, you know, things just slow down. And it starts with kids. I'll tell you that right now. Like, Aho, if you like having a ton of sex and you like everything, just... you know, there's no rule that says you have to have kids. And
yeah, just stick to the back door.
Yeah. Yeah, just stick with the back door and you'll never have to worry about that.
Hey, who's doing it right?
Yeah, but I think I eventually would like to have kids, you know.
Well, so. There's a big trade-off to make.
Yeah,
I
that's
mean,
the trade.
There is there is a trade-off there. That's why I'm not in a rush. Yeah. You know, I'm definitely trying to be smart about it, you know, take our time, but yeah. You know, it's
well, you're still newlyweds.
Yeah, exactly.
Just do yourself a favor. And save yourself the, it won't happen to us, that's those idiots. Those idiots are the ones that happens to, not us.
No, you're
trust
also
me,
those idiots.
Yeah, every
it will happen.
Idiot goes in thinking it won't happen to them, and every idiot ends up with a two-year-old knocking on the door while you're trying to get, if you're lucky, a weekly, probably yeah. more like a monthly, and now you got a kid knocking on the door.
Yeah. And it's really hard when the kid first gets there. It's like you think, oh, what? We fit the kid into our lives. No. That kid's life is the whole thing. And everything you do has to fit into that kid's life. Right. You don't get to have a life anymore. So, yeah, if you're getting it once a week when you've got little babies, you are maybe
winning.
The luckiest couple
yeah,
ever.
You're a winner.
Right?
Okay, yeah, you guys are definitely talking me out of it. So
good.
Well, just trying to make it real.
I'm totally
make
trying
sure you
to.
Don't you know, tell yourself you're going to be fine, that it will continue, and then
not
be
us. We'll be different.
That it's
I highly doubt I'm ever going to be prepared for it. It's just one of those things that I want to do, but I just know that I'm not going to be prepared at all. You know, I just don't know how you prepare for something,
you
know, taking care of a human, you know.
You know what, though? I will say that it is worth it. If you've always wanted a family, you'll be glad you did it. And it's easy to say don't have kids when you don't have, because as soon as you meet them, you're in love with them. And then it's love like you've never known. You suddenly, like, I gave me a whole new appreciation for my own parents. I'm like, oh my God, someone loves me like this. Mm-hmm. Someone has this kind of love for me. Like, it's so different.
I'll give you all a tip real quick. This is one of those where someone told me, what are you doing? And I went, and it's weird because I was, when we got pregnant, I started nesting. I started painting rooms and started getting crap ready. Like, I really did start to nest. There's no other way to term it. And a friend of mine had said, you know, hey, how are things? And I was like, oh man, I'm so swamped. I'm really busy trying to get all this stuff done. And then at the time I was like, I'm going to start playing guitar again. So I'm looking into guitar because I'm going to be, and he goes, you're crazy. Drop all of that and go surfing. There's no time once that kid gets here for you to go do the things that you love. You have to do those right. Drop the paintbrush and your dreams of Guitar Hero and go surfing right now.
Do it till you're sick of it, because you're going to be taking a really long break from it.
Yeah. And I didn't even take it to heart at the time. I went, oh, you're so silly. And
oh, that's don't. Just you.
And
oh,
sure enough,
happened to me.
There's no getting ready for it. That's a total joke, that whole...
I still remember the first time you had to stay with that baby, your first baby. I think that your wife had an out-of-town trip. Like, the kid was still really young. And I remember you just looked like a deer in the headlights as you were telling us, like, I got the... It's me and the kid for the next week. Mm. Like, that's it. I think maybe your mom came or her mom was helping you, but it was just so... Yeah, you're not going to get out of it. You won't be different. You'll be like everybody else. The kid will be the only thing.
On the flip side, I should add that I love being a dad, and
of course,
and there's a lot of greatness and
very
fun
rewarding. Yeah,
and it doesn't. It's it's changed basically everything in my life. But I just want to point out, like, if it's something you do decide to go for, go have some fun while you're waiting for that baby to come out.
All the fun.
You'll be trapped in the house plenty for, the chores and the other stuff.
So I want to get to this because we sort of pre-sold it. It's really just a story. It's not necessarily a bad advice, but it's kind of a warning in its way.
This is the fake boob thing.
This is, it's not just that, though. It's a lot of surgeries. So this person had not updated their podcast thing on the Odyssey app, and so they got kind of a dump of about 3 weeks worth, and so this was talking about boob jobs. I think that V Hale had been talking about it, how she went in and they went too big for her and then she got a reduction. She said there was some, this person says there's some talk about boob jobs and getting them redone, so I wanted to share my story. In 2004, I had gastric bypass surgery and lost 165 pounds.
Wow.
So this person dropped a ton of weight. I ended up needing a lot of reconstructive surgery to help deal with loose skin. Mm-hmm. My first surgery was a lower body lift. Think tummy tuck, but the scar goes completely around your hips. And Richard Hatch had this surgery after he was on Survivor. And it looks like a belt. I mean, they have to take out all that skin. And then a breast lift / augmentation in 2006. I chose a D cup, since I'm 6 feet tall and I've always had big boobs. But as we were going into surgery, my surgeon asked, once I get done with your hips, if I think I can go bigger on top, can I? We had discussed that one of the common complaints post boob job is that they didn't go big enough. So I said, okay, I guess. Then I woke up with monsters, G or H. And then this person refuses to go buy specialty bras. I refused to buy specialty bras, so I just crammed myself into whatever was in the store. In fact, as I woke up from anesthesia, one of the nurses said they wanted to get me a bra to wear during recovery, and she asked what size I was. I was like, I don't know, a 38D? She laughed and said, those are not Ds. She says, in fact, I never got a recovery bra because I guess they didn't go that big. So this guy just put them in. Fast forward some years. Well,
part of what I hate about this story is that there she is going into surgery.
Right.
And he's changing the game plan while she's on her back. That seems, to me, it seems incredibly unprofessional. Yeah.
Can I make a decision about what I think would look good on your body while you're under anesthesia? How about that? Would that be okay? And I think we've heard this before because someone else, was it V. Hale saying that they made that call? The guy made the call?
Well, there was a person, I think it was the person there, whether it was a nurse or doctor, they were encouraging her to go bigger. And I think she was younger. And
everyone regrets it.
Yeah. Fast forward some years, I never loved my boobs. I had all the scars Vinny talked about. Around the nipple, the smiley face under the boob, plus the scar back up, a scar back up to the nipple, because I guess they had to.
Exclusively on Paramount Plus. Get ready.
Vamanos!
To explore like never before.
Swiper, no swiping!
Oh, man!
Swing into action.
We need your help.
Woohoo!
Yay!
With a girl who put adventure. On the map.
I don't think I can do it, Dora. I'll protect you, Boots. Together, we got this.
Todos juntos!
Yeah!
Dora, the brand new series. Stream with your family now, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point-of-sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Move the nipple. In addition to a tummy tuck scar right up my middle, the boobs were always too low, always too big. It turns out when your skin's been stretched past capacity, because she was heavy, there is no coming back. And also, when you get the boobs done bigger than you thought, that skin's going to get stretched out. So you can't. When you go smaller, now you got a lot of extra skin.
Right.
I had smaller implants put in 2017, as well as some mesh to hold them up with a new surgeon. My second surgeon said she never would have done a tummy tuck at the same time as a breast lift because you're trying to pull one down and the other up, and gravity will always win.
Oh, big surprise. That guy ended up being unprofessional in more than one way.
Right. Gave her gigantic clown boobs and then also did two surgeries at once. These implants never made me happy. They were still low, and I never get to have those Pam Anderson perky boobs that you think implants are going to give you. Then one started acting wonky. It looked even lower and would kind of disappear when I laid down. In 2018, we scheduled another surgery to add a second mesh to hold them up better. When she got in there, she was horrified to realize my implant was popped.
It burst, yep.
She hadn't planned on that, so while I was sleeping on the table, someone had to drive new implants in rush hour traffic from San Francisco to San Jose. And then she switched me from saline to silicone, which made me mad, but apparently that was all that was available in my size at 7 a.m. So she did what she had to do.
Oh, my God.
I know. In 2019, I went in for another scar revision on the breast because I have just been cut too many times and the scars can get really thick, and she was trying to tuck all the scars into one place, if that makes sense. Anyway, it's a lot of times to be cut open in the same spot. My second surgeon just couldn't predict how much elasticity my skin had lost. Nothing we do really helps. Don't get me wrong. I can still walk around without a bra if I really want to. Everything points in the right direction, but I have a lot of scars, painful points where the mesh is connected inside, and I just don't love the shape of my boobs or my cleavage. Also, my nipples used to hold tons of pleasure, and now they don't. They just generally ache all the time.
Oh,
I recently learned that Kaiser will remove your implants for free if you hate them. Which I've never heard that, and maybe someone at Kaiser can confirm or deny. I'm not there yet, but I imagine I will be in the next 10 years. I really don't want to recover from any more surgery. I've had 10 throughout my lifetime. I'm done cutting myself up to reach some beauty standard I was never meant to hit. Anyway, I never share my story to scare people or tell them they shouldn't get a boob job. My case is pretty extreme. Obviously, many people get boob jobs without a problem, but I do like people to know that there are issues that can pop up. And once you're on a path, you kind of have to continue on it. And I won't say her, she does sign her name, but I'm not going to say it just in case. Yeah, that's to me, that is an extreme case of one thing leading to another thing, which gets fucked up. So now you got to go get another thing done. And now you're back in trying to fix that. Now you got all these scars and they're binding them all together. Like that is, it almost like makes my chest clench a little, like, oh God.
Did you ever think about getting a boob job?
Oh no. I if anything, I wish I had no boobs. I am so not into boobs. I have thought about getting casually thought about like, boy, it'd be great to get liposuction on this middle area or on my thighs or something. But I just don't think I'd ever do it because all you ever hear about are these horror stories. I'm sure plenty of people successfully have it done.
Well, I'm more curious, pardon me. I'm more curious about your thought process than I am about you actually doing it. I actually would put money down that you wouldn't do it. And I actually admire you for kind of just swinging what you got. And mm-hmm. and I like you the way you are too. And that's,
thanks, Ben.
You know, there's something to be said for letting people know how you feel about them. And I believe that most women are good the way they are. Like, you know, you do what you can, you watch your diet and you try to exercise when you can. And that should be more than enough. I know though, that a girl I went out with had fake boobs and we talked about it and she was like, I didn't get these for you or any other fucking guy, dummy. And I wasn't saying that she did. I was just trying to get to the bottom of what inspired her to do this. And she was like, I'm 5'10" and I've got a curvy hips, but I am flat and I can't wear any clothes. So she was doing it to sort of
fit into clothes better, right?
Yeah, like she wanted to, it was about how she felt about herself when she was dressed, that she wouldn't have to get everything custom fit, whatever. So I sort of see that and I get that. The problem becomes that you do end up with some scars and you do end up having to eventually, whether it's 10 or 20 or 30 years later, either replace them or, and just the prospect of that makes me think, nah, no, like I don't want, I know for my own self, I would wake up in the middle of the night and just be like, get these the fuck out of me. Like I can't, I don't know what I was thinking.
If
but
you
I gotta
had
get
to
them
do
out.
One surgery, what would you get done?
Right now, if I had to do a surgery on myself, I would probably do, I think I would do what do they call that? Chemical peel on my face.
Oh. Oh. Well, I sort of, you know, that's interesting. I actually, I was talking about like, you know, like a surgery, but that's interesting that you would do that. We actually remember that lady that used to work at the station and she got that chemical peel and
it didn't go well. Right.
No. Like
no.
Her face
so I,
was,
I'm not saying I'm
burnt.
Doing it, but I definitely feel I've heard people get incredible results. Like,
yeah,
it really youthens your skin because you've destroyed
right.
your
rejuvenates you. And
I've destroyed my skin through too much sun exposure, and right. and I've absolutely not been careful and scarred myself in more than one place. So I think it would be that, or maybe like as I'm aging, your eyes start to droop. So sorry. My eyes start to droop, so I'm thinking, you know, maybe it would be that. But it wouldn't be, I wouldn't get a new dick. I wouldn't get, you know, implant calves or lipo. None of that stuff.
Yeah. A little, but I think about it sometimes, like, I would love to have that sharp Angelina Jolie neckline.
Oh, the neck.
Yeah, my neck is just a fucking ruin.
You know what? If you want to go get your neck done, I'll go with you and we can
hold
hands.
Oh, let's go together. Oh, yeah. My God. We'll hold hands during the surgery. That'd be great. We could get matching necks. I guess Bryn and Aho are too young to have really thought about
But, you know,
that stuff.
Let me just add real quick before you tell us about that, Bryn. I just want to add on the boob thing. So She had her boobs. She liked them. They were silicone. They looked fake. But they were fake. So, you know what? But they did kill the nipples when she got the surgery. Another girl that I didn't stay with for more than a minute, but she had such a fucking great boob job that I couldn't tell that they'd been done.
Yeah.
I know this girl. Yeah. They were perfect, and they had movement, and they didn't move.
They felt
like
real.
They didn't move like a bag. They moved with her body. Like, they were phenomenal. Really, really, really good. So, and that's different than what this lady did because she had lipo and all this other stuff.
Yeah,
done,
she had
so.
All this other stuff.
But there, for the record, I have seen jobs where I was like.
This episode is brought to you by PwC. When unprecedented times are all the time, it's time to start walking the talk. Leaders like you turn to PwC to see and stay ahead. Upskill your workforce, use intelligent automation, and transform big ideas into breakthrough reinvention. Explore the human-led, tech-powered solutions that help you reinvent. It's all part of the new equation. Learn more at pwc.com.
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This episode is brought to you by Michigan Economic Development Corporation. In Michigan, you can have both a rewarding career and a quality lifestyle with plentiful career opportunities in world-changing, innovating industries, from electric vehicles to clean energy to biotech, with room for advancement no matter where you are in your career. Plus, Michigan offers a welcoming, beautiful, affordable, and inclusive community for all. Live your best life. You can in Michigan. Visit themichiganlife.org.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah. Well, and those are the ones that convince people, oh, I should do that too.
Mm-hmm. What were you going to say, Bryn? I'm sorry.
Oh, nothing. I was just going to say I haven't thought about or even considered getting a surgery of any sort cosmetically.
You know what I have here in front of me? And I've been looking for a way to report it. So this is from the Post. I spent $60,000 on surgeries to look like Kim Kardashian, and I don't regret it. So, First of all, she spent more than that because you don't have 15 surgeries at that price in America. Like, you have to go to, I mean, unless she did go to Mexico.
Unless she did a bunch of them at a time.
So, this
sometimes
is a lady.
Okay.
She's Korean, Asian, and the surgeries removed all of her ethnicity from her, which I don't know why she'd do that, but she's become, this is what she looks like. Okay, let me see if I can show this to you, and then you can try and describe it. Let me get these stupid.
Oh, Bryn, it looks like Bryn's looking for the photos.
I am.
If we can put them up big on the screen.
I can't tell if that is actually Kim or her, but here.
Well, she does look like Kim Kardashian. The tits are a little much.
Okay, the butt has also been done, so she's got a big, giant butt. But here's what she started as.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's so beautiful. She's just a beautiful. Did you say she's Korean? She's a beautiful mm-hmm. Korean girl. She's tiny and fully looks Korean.
She erased everything about herself.
She became another person who, frankly, I in a lot of ways, I actually don't love Kim Kardashian because I feel like she's influential to girls in a lot of wrong ways. Like, everything's very surface. She's had a lot of work done. Oh, boy. Oh, Jesus. Zoom in on that face right there. Zoom in on that face.
Look at her eyes.
Look at her nose. Everything about her.
They erased everything about her and turned her into someone else. And maybe she's happy with herself. But I feel like that's another example of someone who, you know, 5 years down the line is going to go, what did I do to myself? No one knows me.
And she's pretty flat chested in that. Look at that. They had to relocate her belly button. That looks like even look real. It looks like it.
Uh-huh.
Look at it. It doesn't even look real. It looks like a created thing.
Like a coin slot.
Look at those hips. That's all fake.
Well, you know what? If it makes you happy.
Hey, Bryn, how'd you find that? Tell people in case they're listening to this so they can go find it. Or yeah. Are you going to post it?
I typed in. First, I found her name. I believe it was like something Lee. I can't remember. Cherry Lee. So Cherry with an R. I mean, with an I. Cherry with an I.
Cherry with an R, huh?
I'm like right?
I'm looking down. Cherry Lee, Kim Kardashian is what I searched and okay. It popped right up.
Yeah. That's, I don't know, in a way I find that tragic. But
oh, it's so tragic. That's
but
what
it, but not, she doesn't care. She,
if
this
she's
is what
fine,
she wants.
That's great. I realize we all make choices about ourselves and there's yeah. plenty of people who will do that and be thrilled with it. To me, she erased herself.
Yeah. Alex, are you going to get any surgeries done?
Not planning on it, but yeah, sometimes I don't know if I've thought about it hard and I would never do it because I would rather go the route of working out and eating healthy like I usually do. But yeah, you know, as I've gotten older, you know, it's like, I mean, you know, older for me. And,
are you thinking gastric bypass? Or are you thinking liposuction?
Like lipo or something, you know, something to get those abs shown. But like I said, never seriously thought about it. It's just more in the moment of me thinking if I ever did something, it would be more like that. But then it kind of shows like my insecurities too, you know, and kind of how
well, we're all self-conscious.
We all mm-hmm. kind of this society is you very know? Based on, you know, based yep. on looks.
You look
another
like.
Reason not to have kids, Alex, you can get that dad bod, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm already started on that path. So might as well just do it now.
Might as well just have kids. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys. Please send your experiences, your questions, your problems, etc. to Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com. Tomorrow on The Secret Show, I want to try to get to this. This the title of this is Chick's Friend Dating a Douche Canoe.
Oh.
And so I thought, oh, well, that's perfect for V. Hale. So, yeah. Boop. See you tomorrow. Thank you for listening.